But you had running water.
We had running water all of my life, and I've had electricity all of my life. Mm-hmm. And,
Well, now, you had, but you did have to have a, you got your own milk. You milked.
We had our own cows. Mm-hmm. Papa did the milking. Now, he would send us after the cows. The pasture was across the railroad track. Mm-hmm. And he would send us after the cows, mm-hmm. and we'd have to bring them home. Or we'd have to go turn the gate, open the gate, and let them in. Mm-hmm. They'd come home by themselves mm-hmm. to the barn.
Well,
and but he'd take them to the pasture. We didn't have to go, take them. He would take them
uh-huh.
when he got through milking.
Uh-huh.
And he fed the cows when they were milked. Mm-hmm. And there was a man here named Mr. Williams that had the gentleman cow that they...
Oh,
when the cows, when they'd start crying, Papa'd take them for a walk. We didn't know where he was going, but he would take them over and breed the cows.
Oh, that's...
and we did not say bull.
You never did say that.
And we didn't say boy cow very much. That wasn't nice. They were gentleman cows.
Gentleman cow.
And what we, there was no connection in our mind whatsoever with the gentleman cow. And a female cow.
Oh, none at all.
None at all. There was no thoughts about it in any way. We didn't know why Papa took a cow walking.
Mm-hmm.
And didn't occur to us mm-hmm. that there could be any reason. Mm-hmm. Because we didn't have any ugly thoughts in our mind. Mm-hmm.
Did you feed, did they store the hay?
It was up in the loft in the barn.
Would they have it in...
Well, he had it in bales.
Oh, they had bales.
We had bales. As far as I can remember, we've had bales all my life. Mm-hmm. And it was baled and brought in.
Now, out in the country, but did you ever see it?
I've seen it in the stacks, but we never did have it in the stacks. Mm-hmm. And Papa had had bales. We had a farm down below town that he baled his hay in, or he hired it done. Mm-hmm. Papa never did farm much, but he had this little farm for the hay that he could get off of it, and they'd raise a little cotton. The people that live on the farm would raise a little cotton and help him with the hay and so forth. And we had a goat farm.
Oh, you did?
Papa bought this piece of land out... out of south town here, and he fenced it and he raised goats in it. He got the goats to clear it.
Mm-hmm. Oh, he did.
And to eat the underbrush and clear it, and they fenced instead. Well, they didn't have dozers or tractors or anything like that, and if you put enough goats in a piece of land, they will eat it down to where the chopping of the trees and the cleaning up of the land was, it was natural prairie land, and he wanted it for the hay.
Mm-hmm.
And to clean the underbrush, he filled it full of goats. And every day, somebody had to go. We had a Model T Ford. This was before I drove.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But John, my brother, had to go every day down to the farm and take a hammer and walk the fence rows to see if the goats had their horns hung in the fence.
Oh.
And if you'd hit them on the head, they'd draw the head back and pull the horns in.
Oh.
With the hammer to make them pull the horns back in and get all the fence, the goats out of the fences that way.
Did you ever know them out on the farm? Did you ever know them to rake the hay up into, have you ever heard of the word windrows?
Uh-huh. They would rake it in windrows.
They would do
and
that.
Then they would turn it.
Oh.
Before they baled it.
Before they baled it.
Uh-huh. They'd rake it in windrows and then